Welcome, everybody, to Wide Right Natty Locks. It is week 13. It is feast week. It is the end of the college football regular season. I am sad. I'm pouring one out for all the fun we've had this year.
The fun we've had. The memories made.
The good news is the last week is always chock full of incredible games and storylines, and I don't think this year is any different. I think just plenty to deliver. So I'm Austin Keeney, Matt Nelson, my co-host. Matt, we start here every single week, talk about how our week went last week. And I remember you and I were on the opposite of every single game that you wanted to talk about. What I don't remember is what my picks were and what the results were. So do you have that for us?
Yeah, Keeney, I have bad news for you.
I kind of feeling I had a feeling that you did.
You went 0-5.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I didn't think it was that bad.
You had Kansas State. Well, okay, technically, depending on where the line closed at, no, that's right. Oregon State was a 2-point favorite. Washington won by 2. Okay, that's right. Kansas State, Oregon State, Utah, Toledo, who lost by like 25, and Memphis did not cover. SMU beat him big.
Oh, man. That is brutal. All right.
Brutal. But, Keeney, your record on the season is, let's just put it this way, infinitely better than mine. I wish I would have, you know, actually bet those picks myself. That would have been a good profitability strategy. But I did not, as I always forget to do that. And that's just because I'm a big idiot. But, Keeney, I did have a couple wins on Friday and then honestly had a fun NFL Sunday for the first time. So my wins Friday were, Keeney, Friday night when you've got night games and like bizarre over-under totals with teams that don't play defense. My philosophy is just kind of blindly bet the over. So I parlayed the over in that Colorado, Colorado-Washington State game, as well as the over in it was SMU and UTSA. UTSA almost covered the over themselves. If you haven't watched Frank Harris, Keeney, that guy is good. That guy is going to make some team reach into the first round to draft him. Even though he's probably a third round pick, that guy's a baller. And then, do you remember the score of that Colorado game at halftime, Keeney? I believe it was 45-7.
I think
and we only needed 62 points to go over.
I know. I had the over as well. So
it did get a little nervous, right? Like we kind of stopped scoring for a while there, but eventually it did creep over. The USF game, that was never even close. Like that over was going to hit. So parlayed those two together, made some nice coinage there. And then NFL Sunday, Keeney, found what maybe could be the move. I went through and picked 5 quarterbacks at over 1.5 passing touchdowns together, all 5 of them hit. Very rarely do you see someone with like an over 2.5. And if someone's really bad, you'll see an under 1.5. But, you know, Kirk Cousins is a 2-touchdown pass machine when he was playing. Tua was still 1.5. It was like minus 180, which wasn't good odds, but in a parlay, it was totally fine. Herbert, I really had to squeak that one out with the way that game went against the Packers, but he pulled through. I had Dak Prescott. He threw 3, and Brock Purdy, who also threw 3. So pretty easy money there, Keeney.
I made money on Sunday as well for like the first time all year. It was not easy money because I had a teaser with the Lions in it that was an absolute roller coaster. Matt Eberflus, just shout out to you, Tank W extraordinaire. The Bears gave up 17 points in the last 4 minutes of the game to lose.
That's correct. Now, beautiful. They almost resurrected a 5-leg parlay of mine where I altered a bunch of the spreads to make them a little bit more palatable and ended up at the Lions minus 3. So they eked a cover, which would have saved the parlay, but the Packers game, Keeney, ended up going under by 1 point. That was the only leg that didn't hit. Wasn't meant to be.
All right. Well, before we get to college real quick, do you have a lean on any of the NFL games on Thursday on Thanksgiving, which is my favorite day to bet football?
Oh, Thanksgiving is a great day to bet football. What I like to do for these, Keeney, is for each one, kind of put together like a same game parlay and track it through that game. Dallas is a big favorite, but I feel like you can build a parlay where that you maybe take him at 10 or at 7. They're absolutely going to win that game. I think the Seahawks are very fraudulent. Geno Smith's not healthy, so the Niners minus 7 seems like a lock. And I don't know about the Lions-Packers game. Can you actually think it's a very fun game? The Packers are feisty. It's in Detroit. I'd maybe consider the over here on Thanksgiving. That's probably my lean in that game.
So my Thanksgiving strategy is to try and build a three-team teaser, three-team 10-point teaser, and then I have one bet that I can follow all day. So last year I did this. Last year, I'm not sure if I should admit this. The day after my son was born, I was in the hospital because what else was I going to do? You know, it was Thanksgiving and I was in the hospital, you know, day after the baby was born.
Not literally sitting there. For those of you who haven't had kids, you are literally just sitting there.
So yeah, had a teaser on the three NFL games that I hit. So there we go.
What was your teaser? Do you remember?
I don't. I know the Vikings played last year. I had the over in that game and very easy hit as part of my
bet. Very easy. Fun. Maybe I can consider that. That way it gives me something to kind of track through all three of those games, which always makes it exciting.
So the Cowboys are the obvious one. I feel like the Niners have to be two, and then we just figure out something with that Packers Lions game. So
maybe the over.
Kind of like
I'm not sure how high the over has gotten up to. 46.5. That's fairly high.
Okay.
But that's not too high. It's 28-24.
Yeah. Well, I'm teasing that down. I get 10 points on that. But the only thing I'm worried about is it feels too easy. Oh, well. All right. Let's talk college, though.
Great college slate, Keeney. We'll start off with everyone's favorite game, the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss is a 10-point favorite at Mississippi State. There's two sides you can play here, Keeney. Lane Kiffin likes to bury people, and he knows what the spread is. But Mississippi State could get dead cat bounce and rivalry game, throw the records out, muck out a cover here. Which way do you lean?
All right, I'm going to try and not go 0-5 this week. Matt, by the way, I'm surprised you haven't called this game the Deviled Egg Bowl, but I'm
Deviled Egg, that's a great point.
I'm going to go with Ole Miss here. I just think Mississippi State, kind of dead in the water. Ole Miss is, I think they're kind of perfect where they are. They're like the 12th to 15th best team in the country. Good enough to beat a lot of teams, enough to beat the Lakers. So give me Ole Miss.
I feel like Ole Miss for me, or Mississippi State, is the one team, Keeney, that I always bet the wrong side of. They always do the opposite of what I'm expecting. I expect Ole Miss to win this game handily, so I'm going to pick Mississippi State. Pretty simple. Okay.
We're off to a bad start.
We are.
Be aligned on at least one of these. Ooh.
Okay. This is not a traditional game, Keeney, but I'm telling you, if you have not watched it, if you can't tell, I'm in on a lot of these smaller teams. So the American, Keeney, have you been keeping up with what's going on in that league? Probably not.
Not a ton. Although you asked, you brought up Frank Harris. I've been watching Frank Harris since like 2017, it feels like.
Since Vietnam. Yeah, correct. So a lot of these rivalry games, Keeney, that I mentioned, they're on, they're big as rivalry games, but they're between two mismatched teams, right? Like Clemson, South Carolina. South Carolina's got 5 wins. That's kind of the script across most of these. But in the American, a bunch of good teams have stacked up and they have not played each other. So finally this week, we're getting some resolution on that in the American. So UTSA is 8-3. They started rough, have been on fire lately. They're at Tulane. Tulane is a 3.5-point home favorite.
Yeah, Tulane's been flirting with a loss for a while. So I feel like it's got
to be 24-8 against FAU, 24-22 against Tulsa, 13-10 against ECU, a 2-point win over Rice, and a 7-point win over North Texas.
Give me our king, Frank Harris.
I will also ride our king, Frank Harris. I'm telling you guys, if you have not watched him, like when he's running and has to juke a guy in the open field, instead of just doing like normal quarterback stuff, he finds some way to like add a little flourish to it. Like he's just a unique cat and he's great fun. Penn State, Michigan State, who cares about that? Let's do the Platypus Cup, Keeney. Oregon State is a 13.5-point road underdog at Oregon.
Okay, interesting game. Oregon loves
this one's almost too big of a spread. I debated not picking it.
Oregon loves to bury teams too.
They do.
I think I have to take Oregon State though, because it's the last one.
They are going to be fired up and feisty. I'm going to take Oregon. I hate the number. But they're actually Keeney, a very good team, a very competent team. But again, my philosophy is you normally in a rival, you kind of throw the records out and throw the point spread out. So I'm kind of playing against myself here. We got to talk about it. Ohio State, Michigan, the game. Michigan is a 3-point home favorite. Keeney, who you got?
So that's sitting at 3?
Yep.
Okay. I might bet that right now because if it's 3.
I'm taking Michigan for sure here.
Yes, I want Michigan. I don't trust that Ohio State quarterback against Michigan's defense. And nope, I think that is the difference in the game.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah, bet that now. Is Indiana and Purdue a rivalry? It has to be, right?
Technically, I think it is. It's a basketball rivalry.
It is. Oh, it's more of a. It's a basketball rivalry. It's the old Oaken Bucket. Kenny, those two teams are 3-8. What a sad Oaken Bucket it is this year.
The Big Ten is such a Mickey Mouse league too, with all the trophies.
Oh, it is just Mickey Mouse City. The whole league is garbage.
That's a participation trophy conference if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I was playing for the Heroes Trophy. No, like the Veteran Rock is cool, but everything else, just get out of here with it. Alabama Auburn's not going to be worth talking about after they lost to Jared Kill and New Mexico State. Keeney, again, a lot of rivalry games, unfortunately. Not a lot of interesting matchups. There's some pretty bad teams on this slate. So, I mean, you got Florida State going in without Jordan Travis to play 5-6 Florida. You know what? This one's interesting enough. We'll talk about it. We got North Carolina, Keeney at NC State. NC State looked horrible early in the season. They have since kind of put it together and have looked much better. And to be 8-3 after the way they started is kind of confusing. Their offense was atrocious for a while. Kenny, I don't get this line really. So Carter Finley Stadium is pretty tough to play at, and NC State's a 2.5-point home dog. Clemson, or to me, North Carolina just does not seem very trustworthy, so I'm taking the Wolfpack.
Fishy line. I feel like every time I tried to identify the fishy line, I've lost. So all right, give me NC State.
All right, so we've got a little diversity here on a couple picks, Keeney, I was not expecting to see a 5-0 week for me this past week. Again, I wish I would have betted it. Keeney, I'm telling you, if you're in front of your TV, there is some fabulous, fabulous sicko football potential, Keeney. There's teams packing it in potential. I mean, Saturday, 5-6 Colorado State, 4-8 Hawaii at 10 p.m. What a matchup. You've got, you know, Clemson, who's 7-4 in a big rivalry game against 5-6 South Carolina. Like, who's watching that game? No one's interested. The Apple Cup should be competitive, and instead Washington's a 17-point favorite. Virginia Tech, Virginia, 5-6 versus 3-8. Just, like, not a lot of good matchups, but terrible teams participating in them. So,
all right. I feel like we've got to address –
what, Navy submarine uniforms? Yes, they're awesome.
It's going to be taking place in Lincoln, Nebraska on Friday at 11 a.m.
We probably do.
Iowa, Nebraska. Nebraska, 5-6 Nebraska, hosting 9-2 Iowa. Nebraska's a 2.5-point favorite. The over-under, as I see it right now, 26.5 points. That is for both teams for the entire game, 26.5 points,
which is easily the lowest over under of all time. And Keeney, what's really astounding to me, and I will call it as it is astounding, is like ESPN's FBI has Iowa at over a 60% chance of winning this game, and yet they're underdogs. You usually don't see a divergence like that. That tells me, you know, and if this line had been bet the wrong way, Vegas would, you know, move it. That's what they do. Or big money would come in and move it. Has not happened. Same with the over-under. It has not been hammered up to 30. So clearly people have no idea what to expect. Is Iowa going to rest their starters? Who knows? Will it even matter? Where it comes down to, Keeney, is both of these teams have good defenses. Nebraska is good. I feel like the under is actually a smart play here. Am I crazy?
Well, all these historic unders for Iowa, like the unders hit every time, and it's not been particularly close. So the under has to be the play. Also, I will be making Nebraska minus 2.5 my lock of locks in the betting the Big 12 column this week. I haven't started writing it yet, but it'll be Nebraska because the line makes no sense. The line makes no sense, and also if I jinx it, I meant to say is I was going to take Iowa to be the lock of the week. So, and if I jinx it, so be it. That means they lost to Nebraska for the second year in a row when they're 9-2 and ranked and an underdog to a 5-6 team. So,
Nebraska loses and it's hilarious. We're happy. I just really want to bet the under just to participate in underwatch.
How about the let's get one more game talked about. The last Pac-12 game ever. Turn the lights off at the Rose Bowl on your way out. Cal plus 9 at UCLA.
Yeah, how about that?
And Farmageddon. Okay, so Iowa State's actually been bet to a 10-point underdog. It opened at like 13. It's down to 10.
Well, maybe we don't get beat by 10 very often, so we just did, obviously.
Yeah. Snow in the forecast over under 47.
I can't see them blowing the doors off of us. So give me plus 10. I'd bet that.
All right. I like it.
What a great week.
What a great week. There's so much going on. College basketball all weekend, too. It's a good time to get into that. So, Matt, we did it. We got to the end of the regular season. We'll definitely do something for bowl season. We'll figure that out. Should we? All right. I feel like I have to ask this. What are our final records? Do you have them going into this last week?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I'll have to compile them after this last week's, and then we can do a bonus. We'll do 10 conference title picks. We'll include CUSA and the American. We'll throw the MAC in there just for fun and kind of have that be the last hurrah. So we'll give an update before we get to conference titles.
All right. I like it. The MAC championship is beautiful chaos every time. All right.
Always is.
Listeners, I hope you partake in something this week because it's a heck of a week with just sports overload. But good luck out there. Have fun with it. And let's all win some bets.
Cheers. Enjoy the week.